Now, looking at the current situation, what kind of space program does Australia actually have in place already?
People are talking about this as if, you know, we've suddenly discovered space. But, of course, we have actually been doing this for decades. We have a few strength areas. Something that we're really, really good at is ground tracking. And, in fact, the U.S. has a number of ground stations in Australia that are, some of them are used for sensitive military purposes, but some of them are also used for just general Earth orbiting satellites. So does the European Space Agency. And we have quite a few of our own as well. So because of our geographic location and because we've been doing this stuff for decades, this is something we're really, really good at. And I think this will be a growth area as well. The other big thing that's been happening, so Australia was the third nation to launch a satellite from its own territory back in 1967. So that's a pretty massive achievement.
Mm.
But since then, we've relied on data from other nations' satellites. And that's part of what's meant by not having that longer-term strategic plan, because we can't guarantee our access to that data. So this includes things like Earth observation data that's used for disaster management, like bushfires. So we need that stuff. But our access to it is often just a sort of a favour from someone like the US. So I think something we're going to see is developing more of our own Earth observation assets, so that we have more control over that. And we're also going to be looking at using satellite data, repackaging satellite data for specific purposes. That's also something Australia has been doing quite well at for a while. So there will be ways we can use either the satellite data we gather or the data we get from other people to turn it into specific products that can be used for specific industries. So these are areas we've already been doing pretty good work in. The exciting stuff coming up is the development of small satellites or cube satellites. So once upon a time, you know, you needed millions of dollars to launch something into Earth orbit. And now you can build a satellite for a couple of $100,000. And because they're smaller, they're much cheaper to launch. And we've actually got a couple of Australian companies working on novel launch technologies, so we don't have to send them out of the country to some fancy big rocket. This is something that we could develop here. So that's one of the impetuses behind having the space agency, was seeing this opportunity, seeing this niche that is just going to get bigger, where we're not behind everyone else at this stage. We're actually sort of out there getting in amongst it. So part of the rationale of the agency is just supporting these new directions where Australia really has an opportunity to do something significant.
I think obviously there is a very important conversation to be had about government's role in space exploration and making sure we do support this industry. But when we talk about industry, and certainly when we talk about space exploration and industry, private industry has been coming bigger and bigger, you know, in this conversation around space exploration satellites and the like. We saw Elon Musk, the SpaceX program, launch a Tesla Roadster into space not so long ago. Do you think here in Australia there are opportunities for private industry, the private sector, to provide more illumination and more insight into space exploration for Australia?
I think that's certainly what the government is hoping will happen. So part of the role of the agency is going to be to support bringing private investors in and setting up more private corporations. And this is kind of the way space seems to be going at the moment. And it's an interesting one because some of these people, like Elon Musk, they can just go out there and do things that look a bit crazy because they're not accountable to anyone. That's also the downside of it. These private corporations don't have to tell us what they're doing, and they don't tell us what they're doing. So I think this is something, again, the agency can play a role in regulating, you know, that relationship and making sure that we do know what's going on. But yes, this is very much part of the picture. Like in the old days, space has always been expensive, and in the old days it was government departments who had that money. That's not the case anymore, and we know how sort of Australia's economic ethos has been over the last few decades. So this is in a similar vein, I think, the agency is very much seen as something that's going to be able to develop private companies, and it's not going to be something that, you know, it's handing out dollars to people with good ideas. It's going to be all about getting on that trajectory of the privatisation of space.
And as you mentioned there, space being expensive, $50 million, it sounds like a pretty significant chunk of change. But Jane Gilmore, the director and co-founder of the Queensland-based Gilmore Space, said that he would like to see around $100 million set aside for the space agency with an annual operating budget of around $20 million. Looking at these kind of suggestions, how can the Australian government actually best allocate their resources to ensure the success of the agency, to ensure that we do have a successful sort of domestic space industry?
Yeah, like $50 million seems like a lot, but when you compare it to the budgets of other agencies and take into account operating costs and take into account that what we're looking for here is not to maintain a system, we're looking to grow a system, in some ways it isn't a lot of money. So what we do with it in this next few years is going to be critical. And if we are looking to capture 4% of the global market, which is what some have predicted we are capable of doing, then we should be looking at this $50 million as the starting point, with increases in support and budgets as we go along. So, look, you know, it's a bit hard to know if we're going to get that, but there was a long time there where we thought we weren't even going to get a commitment of a sum as large as $50 million. So that's kind of good. But yeah, I think James, he's one of those who is developing a new launch system that really could make a huge difference to Australian space industry. And I think we could be more ambitious. We could be really taking this and running with it. But for the moment, I'm grateful that we're at least getting this chunk of money. We can do something with $50 million, and hopefully it's going to go down that path where we will be looking at $100 million and $20 million operating budget.
Well, Alice, that's tremendous. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, having a chat with us about this one.
I'm just so excited by what's going to happen in Australian space in the future, and I hope everybody else is going to get excited too.
Very exciting times. Alice, thanks very much.
Thanks, Sean.